strange that they should so depart from home and not send back my messenger.
As I learned the night before, there was no purpose in them of this removal.
Hail to thee, noble master.
Makes Clausus shame my pastime.
No, my lord.
he wears cruel garters. Horses are tied by the head, dogs and bears by the neck, monkeys by the loins, and men by the legs. When a man's over lusty at legs, he wears wooden nether stocks. What's he that has so much thy place mistook to set thee here?
Tis both he and she, your son and daughter.
No.
Yes.
No, I say.
I say yea.
No, they would not.
Well, yes, they have.
By Jupiter, I swear no.
I do know, I swear I.
They durst not do it. They could not, would not do it. 'Tis worse than murder to do upon respect such violent outrage. Resolve me, with all modest haste, which way thou mightst deserve. Or they employ this usage. Coming from us.
Oh, my lord, when at their home I did commend your highness' letters to them, ere I was risen from the place that showed my duty, kneeling, came there a reeking post, stewed in his haste, half breathless, panting forth from Goneril, his mistress, salutations. Delivered letters, spite of intermission, which presently they read, on whose contents they summoned up their meaning, straight to horse, commanded me to follow and attend the leisure of their answer, gave me cold looks. And meeting here the other messenger, whose welcome I perceived had poisoned mine, being the very fellow which of late displayed so saucily against your highness, having more man than wit about me, drew. He raised the house with loud and coward cries. Your son and daughter found this trespass worth the shame which here it suffers.
Winter's not gone yet if the wild geese fly that way. Fathers that wear rags do make their children blind, but fathers that bear bags shall see their children kind. Fortune, that Arador, ne'er turns the key for the poor. But for all this, thou shalt have as many dollars for thy daughters as thou canst tell in a year.
Oh, how this mother swells up toward my heart. Hysterica passio, down thou climbing sorrow, thy elements below.
Where is this daughter?
With the Earl, sir, here within.
Follow me not!
Made you no more offense but what you speak of?
None. How chance the king comes with so small a number?
Thou hast been set in the stocks for that question, thou hast well deserved it.
Why, fool?
We'll set thee to school to an ant to teach thee there's no labor in the winter. All that follow the noses are led by the eyes, but blind men. And there's not a nose among 20 but can tell him that's stinking. Let go thy hold when a great wee runs down a hill, lest he break thy neck with following. But the great one that goes upwards, let him draw thee after. When a wise man gives thee better counsel, give me mine again. And have none but knaves follow it, since a fool gives it.
Where learned you this, fool?
Not in the stocks, fool. Deny to speak with me? They are sick, they are weary, they've travelled all the night, mere fetches. The images of revolt and flying off. Fetch me a better answer.
My dear lord, you know the fiery quality of the duke. How unremovable and fixed he is in his own course.
Vengeance, plague, death, confusion, fiery, what quality? By Gloucester... I would speak with the Duke of Cornwall and his wife.
Well, my good lord, I have informed them, sir.
Informed them? Just understand me, man.
My good lord.
The king would speak with Cornwall. The dear father would with his daughter speak. Commands their service. Are they informed of this? My brethren, fiery, the fiery duke. Tell the hot duke.
No, but not yet. Maybe he is not well.
Infirmity doth still neglect all office to which our health is bound. We are not ourselves when nature, being oppressed, commands the mind to suffer with the body. I'll forbear. And am fallen out with my more headier will to take the indisposed and sickly fit for the sound man. Death on my state! Wherefore should he sit here? This act persuades me that this remotion of the duke and her is practice only. Give me my servant forth! Go! Tell the duke and his wife I'd speak with them now, presently. Bid them come forth and hear me, or at their chamber door I'll beat the drum till it cries sleep to death.
I would have all well betwixt you.
Oh, me.
rising heart.
Don't cry to it, uncle, as the cockney did to the Eames when she put them in a paste alive. She napped him with a coxcomb with a stick and cried, damn, wanton, damn!
It was her brother that, in pure kindness to his horse, butted his hay.
Good morrow to you both.
Hail to your grace.
I'm glad to see your highness.
Regan, I think you are. I know what reason I have to think so. If thou shouldst not be glad, I would divorce me from thy mother's tomb, sepulchring and adulteress. Ah, are you free? Some other time for that. Beloved Regan, my sister's naught. Oh, Regan, she hath tied sharp tooth unkindness like a vulture.
Here,
I can scarce speak to thee. That's not believe in how depraved a quality. Oh, Regan.
I pray you, sir, take patience. I have hope you less know how to value her desert than she to scant her duty.
Say, how is that?
I cannot think my sister in the least would fail in her obligation. If, sir, perchance she had restrained the riots of your followers, 'tis on such ground, and to such wholesome end that clears her from all blame.
My curses on her!
Oh, sir, you are old. Nature in you stands on the very verge of her confine. You should be ruled and led by some discretion that discerns your state better than you yourself. Therefore, I pray you, that to my sister you do make return. Say you have wronged her, sir.
Ask her forgiveness? Do you but mark how this becomes the house? Dear daughter, I confess that I am old. Age is unnecessary. On my knees, I beg that you'll vouchsafe me raiment, bed, and food.
Good sir, no more of these unsightly tricks. Return you to my sister.
Never, Regan. She hath abated me of half my train. Look black upon me. Struck me with her tongue, most serpent-like about the very heart. All the stored vengeances of heaven fall on her ingrateful top. Strike her young bones, you taking airs with lameness.
Aye, sir,
you nimble lightnings, dart your blinding flames into her scornful eyes. Infect her beauty, you fen-sucked fogs, drawn by the powerful sun to fall and blast her pride.
Oh, the blessed God, so will you wish on me when the rash mood is on.
Never, Regan. Thou shalt not have our curse. Thy tender, hefty nature shall not give thee o'er to harshness. Her eyes are fierce, but thine to comfort and not burn. 'Tis not in thee to grudge my pleasures, to cut off my train, to bandy hasty words, to scant my sizes, and in conclusion to oppose the bolt against my coming in. Thou better knowest the offices of nature. Bond of childhood, effects of courtesy, dues of gratitude. Thy half of the kingdom hast thou not forgot wherein I thee endowed.
Good sir, to the purpose.
Who put my man in the stocks?
What trumpet, sir?
I know it is my sister's. This approves her letter. She will soon be here. Is your lady come?
This is a slave whose easy-borrowed pride dwells in the fickle grace of her he follows. Out, varlet, from my sight!
What means your grace?
How came my man in the stocks, Regan? I have good hope thou didst not know it. Who comes here? Oh, heavens, if you do love old men, if your sweet sway allow obedience, if you yourselves are old, make it your cause, send down and take my part. Art not ashamed to look upon this beard? Oh, Regan, will you take her by the hand?
I not by the hand, sir. How have I offended? All's not offence that indiscretion finds and dotage turns.
No! Besides, you are too tough. Will you yet hold? How came my man in the stocks?
I set him there, sir. But his own disorders deserved much less advancement.
You. Did you?
I pray you, father, being weak seems so. If till the expiration of a month you will return and sojourn with my sister, dismissing half your train, come then to me. I am now from home, and out of that provision which will be needful for your entertainment.
Return to her, and 50 men dismissed? No. Rather I abjure all roofs, and seek to wage against the enmity of the air, to be a comrade with a wolf and owl, necessity's sharp pinch. Return with her? Why? Hot-blooded France, who dowerless took our youngest born.
I could as well be brought to knee his throne and squire-like pension begged to keep base life afoot. Return with her! Persuade me rather to be slave and sumpter to that detested groom.
At your choice, sir.
Thy pretty daughter, do not make me mad! I'll no more trouble thee, my child. Farewell. We'll no more meet, no more see one another. And yet thou art my flesh, my blood, my daughter. Or rather a disease that's in my flesh, which I must needs call mine. Thou art a boil, a plague sore, an embossed carbuncle in my corrupted blood. But I'll not chide thee. Let shame come when it will. I do not call it, I do not bid the thunder bearer shoot, nor tell tales of thee to high judging Jove. Mend when thou canst, be better at thy leisure. I can be patient. I can stay with Regan. I and my 100 knights.
Not altogether so. I look not for you yet, nor am provided for your fit welcome. Give ear, sir, to my sister. For those that mingle reason with your passion must be content to think you old. And so, but she knows what she does.
Is this well spoken?
I dare avouch it, sir. What 50 followers? Is it not well? What should have needed more? Yea, or so many. Sister, both charge and danger speak against so great a number. How in one house should many people under two commands hold amity? It is hard. Almost impossible.
Why might not you, my lord, receive attendance from those that she calls servants, or from mine?
Why not, my lord? If then they chance to slack ye, we could control them. If you will come to me, for now I spy a danger, I do entreat you, bring but 25. To no more will I give place or notice.
I gave you all.
And in good time you gave it.
Made you my guardians, my depositaries, but kept a reservation to be followed by such a number. What? Must I come to you with 25? Regan said you so.
And speak again, my lord. No more with me.
Those wicked creatures yet do look more favored when others are more wicked. Not being worst stands in some rank of praise. I'll go with thee. Thy 50 yet doth double 25. And thou art twice her love.
Hear me, my lord. What need you 25, 10 or 5 to follow in a house where twice so many have a command to tend you?
What need one?
Oh, reason, not the need. Our basest beggars are in the poorest things superfluous. Allow not nature more than nature needs. Man's life is cheap as beasts. Thou art a lady. If only to go warm were gorgeous, why, nature needs not what thou gorgeous wearest, which scarcely keeps thee warm, but for true need. Oh, heavens, give me that patience. Patience I need. You see me here, you gods, a poor old man, as full of grief as age, wretched in both. If it be you that stirs these daughters' hearts against their father, fool me not so much to bear it tamely. Touch me with noble anger. And let not women's weapons, water drops, stain my man's cheeks. No, you unnatural hags! I will have such revenges on you both as all the world shall... I shall do such things! What they are yet I know not, but they shall be the terrors of the earth. You think I'll weep? No, I'll not weep. I have full cause for weeping, but this heart shall break into 100,000 flaws, or else I'll weep. Oh, fool. I shall go mad.
Let us withdraw. There'll be a storm.
This house is little. The old man and his people cannot be well bestowed.
'Tis his own blame. Hath put himself from rest and must needs taste his folly.
For his particular, I'll receive him gladly. But not one follower.
So my purpose. Where is my lord of Gloucester?
Followed the old man, Thorne. He's returned.
The king is in high rage.
Whither is he going?
He calls to horse, but will I know not whither.
'Tis best to give him way. He leads himself.
Hear me, my lord. Entreat him by no means to stay.
Yes, the night comes on, and the high winds do sorely ruffle. For many miles about, the scarce a bush...
Oh, sir, to willful men the injuries that they themselves procure must be their schoolmasters. Shut up your doors. He's tended by a desperate train. And what they may incense him to, being apt to have his ear abused, wisdom bids fear.
Shut up your doors, my lord. 'Tis a wild night. My Regan counsels well. Out of the storm.